You better let me in right now. Sweetie, what the hell do you think you're doing? You can't hide it from me. I know for a fact you were jerking off. Oh, so you're just going to turn it around on me and ask what I was doing at your window? Well, I'll have you know, I'm here for a very wholesome purpose, actually. I was watching over you to make sure if you were studying, because I know you've been struggling in class, and it's my due diligence as your tutor to see if you're struggling with anything else. Now, enough of the question. Just be thankful you have a tutor that cares so much about your learning. Let's actually focus on the problem at hand now. Or should I say, in your hand. I understand you must be so stressed from all the upcoming deadlines, but this? Jacking off? With a flashlight? This is not the answer, darling. Especially when you have me. I just don't understand why you didn't just come to me about this. Am I not your type? Do you not like large curves in pencil skirts? Look at your cheeks going bright red. I'm guessing this is not where you think this conversation would be heading. Here, give me that flashlight over. I need to deal with this. Why are you scared? It's not as if I haven't seen you jacking off plenty of times already. Why does it feel a little heavy, You better hope there's nothing in it. This better not be what I think it is. I know the smell of cum when I smell it. Now give me a taste. You're so delicious, sweetie. Such a shame your dick is a little limp after you cheating on me with a piece of plastic. But don't worry. I don't think it will take long for me to perk your cock back up for me. Sometimes all you need is a little stimulation, like a little lick along your shaft to lick off all your dry cum from when you cheated on me with this thing. Let me clean it all up. We can call this a fresh start. I can be very forgiving, sweetie. That was going to be the last time you ever shot up anything other than me. I need a nice, clean cock to celebrate our love. Our first time will be perfect, and that has to start with a perfectly clean cock. The only thing that can purify the taint of that plastic is my tongue, darling. My spit, my love. And what happens if I start to kiss the tip? Oh, was that a twitch you felt? See? I know what you like. I've done enough research on you to know what makes my boy happy. Do you want to see how deep I can go? I bet I can go all the way down to your base. I bet the flashlight can't do it as good as I can. My wet, slobbery mouth. Just feel it so many. But first, we can't have you continue to use this cheap ass lube as well. I've got even better lube. It's natural, and that thing would never be able to replicate it. Guess what? It's my pussy juice, honey. All we have to do is rub it a little to get some. And there, I can wrap it all over your cock for some extra lubricant. I think I can try now. This cock is so special. I knew it was going to be since the moment I first met you. It's such a shame some cheap plastic got there before me. I should have been here first, but I'm here now, and this cock is mine, and always has been. You just didn't know it yet, but it's fine. Remember what I always tell you? It's okay to make a mistake. We can take this as me reclaiming what's mine. A piece of plastic won't get in the way of us ever again, I promise you that. That fucking fleshlight. I still can't get it out of my head. This should have been me. You deserve more than this. This plastic fake piece of trash. This thing will never be able to replicate how wet and tight my pussy is. Can this thing moan for you every time you thrust into it? Can this thing clamp around your cock and milk you for every drop? No. That's the right answer, sweetie. I am so disappointed that you had to resort to that when I've been here this whole time. Maybe you didn't want to be disrespectful to me since I'm your tutor, but the signs are all there. Undoing more and more buttons each class, wearing tighter and tighter skirts. All the times where I would accidentally drop my pencil and pick it up directly in front of you so my fat ass would be in your face. Was that not enough sign for you? Oh, men can be so clueless. I still don't understand how you never noticed me at your window every night watching you. But it's kind of adorable at the same time. My sweet, innocent student. At least you're nice and hard for me now. I told you I could make your cock yearn for me. We are meant to be. Fate decided we will be together. Don't you understand? The sooner you stop struggling, the sooner our life together can start. That will be the last I hear of your complaints and crying from now on. You won't say a word unless it's, I love you, Mamochka. Now you suck at my nipples until you learn to love me. You know the word for it to stop. And while you do that, I'm gonna ride on this cock. I can do anything I want to it after all. It's mine, and the boy I love is attached to it. Do you like how wet my pussy is dripping, just aching for your cock to be inside already? My pussy doesn't want anyone else. It was meant for you. We're meant to be together soon. You'll see. Your cock is at my entrance now. If I lower myself any further, you're going to be inside me, and there will be no going back. You will be sick at the thought of that piece of plastic. You will yearn for me, and me only. You won't be able to stand the sight of any woman or toy that isn't me. You will need me and my pussy alone. I love you so much. Madge, I need you. 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 I need to ride this cock. I need it. You need to see the light. You need to see what you've been missing. My pussy is perfect. And it's gonna blow all these shitty little own homes out the water. Brace yourself, sweetie. I'm not going to hold back. Oh my gosh! Yes! Yeah! I can do whatever I want with you! I can use your cock whenever I want! Your entire life belongs to me! Oh, does that excite you? Do you like being owned? Oh, don't worry, sweetie. Mommy will take such good care of you. You'll be my spoiled husband. As long as you're a good boy and obey what mommy says. Shh. Oh, don't speak. Oh, don't think. Focus on my pussy. Focus on how it squeezes you. How much you want to come. Let mommy feel your head. You don't need to think anymore. You just need to obey. Mommy will take care of the rest. Just give in. I wouldn't have to fuck you this hard if I didn't have to prove how much you need me more than that piece of plastic. This is what happens when you just can't admit your love for me. I love you. I love you. Shh. I don't care if I'm gonna too hard. I'm passionate about you. This is all the love I have built up for you, sweetie, waiting finally for this moment. Oh, all the dreams and fantasies I have of you. All of the stalking. Oh, this has led to this moment. You're mine, 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 mine. I love your cock pounding inside of me. It's making me go even more insane. If you thought I was obsessed with you now, you're never gonna get away from me now. So admit that you love me. Love me, you love me, you love me. Show me how much you love me by shooting a thick, hot load into my fucking pussy. I want your balls completely drained. I want nothing left. I want every drop inside of my pussy. Come inside me. Come. How am I gonna come with me? Come with me. 3, 2, 1. Come. Come with me. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, admit it. A fleshlight could never live up to this, could. I knew you would see the light. Oh, come here, darling. Oh, come cuddle up close. If you ever need help again, all you need to do is tell me. I'm always on standby for you. Well, I think I'm more than just your tutor now, don't you think? No one just opens up to each other like that and just not be in a relationship. I always knew you felt the same way. But there was just never an appropriate time to tell you. But I know also it's time for this ugly plastic to finally go home. Right in the trash can. I never want to see it ever again. You don't need it. You have me now. I love you, sweetie.